too, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
We're local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here. On the Breeze, 94.5.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting edition of the KLIQ Game of the Week. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you, all set for this final game in the boys' basketball sub-district C29. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia again this evening. Tonight, the matchup is the Ravenna Blue Jays taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats in a rematch of last year's sub-district championship game as well, where Ravenna walked away with the victory. Blue Hill now trying to establish themselves and get a reversal of last year's decision. And they've got a fantastic ball club in which to do so. So glad to be here. Tyson Havronik will be joining us here after the starting lineups. He has been tapped as the celebrity announcer, if you will, for the PA system. So he'll be announcing the starters to the crowd here, which is ever growing. It's a huge outpouring of support from both communities of Blue Hill and Ravenna, turning out to support their ball clubs and hope to push them on towards districts that will take place next week. And of course, we're going to do our best to follow you or follow these teams on one of our Platte River radio stations, and that'll all be determined when everything gets shaken out here over the weekend. The girls, of course, will have their finals tomorrow. And we'll have the girls' game for C29 coming from Minden tomorrow. It'll be the Lady Bobcats taking on Cambridge tomorrow in Minden. We'll have that game for you. Tell you a little bit about that, too, later on as the night progresses. Right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll kick things off on our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia High School. Rob Osmond with you. Tyson Havronik will join us here shortly. Crowd continues to pile in. Got a lot of media attention as well. We got the news director from KHAS-TV standing here. Ed Littler is going to be joining us at halftime for his insight in the ball game and how the playoffs are all shaping up. Look forward to speaking with him. But to business at hand now. Welcome back to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings only GM certified used dealership. No worries, Kerr Chevrolet on South Burlington in Hastings, proud sponsors of our pregame show. Taking a look at first off how we got here for the sub districts. This all began back on Monday. If you've been with us, you're well aware of that. Number four ranked Shelton, number five ranked Gibbon started things off at St. Cecilia here on Monday. Gibbon walks away with a 58-45 win to extend their season to take on the Ravenna Blue Jays. The Blue Jays came into the contest on Tuesday as the number one seed. They took on Gibbon, and Ravenna comes away with a 63-56 win. The second game of Tuesday came from the Blue Hill Bobcats taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Blue Hill ranked number two, Sandy Creek ranked number three, and Blue Hill gets a 55-48 win to end the Cougars' season to advance to where we are today here for the championship round, the finals. The Ravenna Blue Jays and the Blue Hill Bobcats in a game that will be tipping off here in just about a little more than 5.5 minutes before we get things going here. Let's take a look at that Ravenna Ball Club. Even though they're the number one seed, they are the away team. Away team is always the first team listed, and the home team is the second. So Ravenna, the number one seed, comes up as the away team. Big crowd on hand, big supporters of the Blue Jays on hand. And some of the guys that they're going to be looking at to step up tonight will be their top scorer on the season, Connor Baranek. Connor Baranek comes in averaging over 15 points per game, and he's going to haul down over 6 rebounds. Connor, back on Tuesday, scored 14 points, 7 in the first half, 7 in the second half, a couple clutch free throws at the end of the fourth quarter. One of their the top scorer for the Blue Jays, a very solid player at 6'3". He's a very very good player, very modest young man. Trevor Saborn is their number two man. He averages 14 points per game, and even though he's a 5'10 and a sophomore, really established himself, really came out strong from that guard position and just dominated back on Tuesday. Scores a whopping 22 points, well above his season average, but it's the playoff, folks, and you know these teams are playing for everything they can get, and they're playing for their season. Ravenna ranked number two in C2, so they're looking pretty solid to get into the state tournament. However, you can't look past anything. You don't want to leave the scoring up to the NSAA officials to determine who's going to go. So your best bet is to win your way through your sub-districts, win your district, and earn your way into it, and not try to rely on your power points, rather, to get where you are. But Ravenna certainly looking pretty solid under head coach Paul Baranek. They're season record on the season so far, 21-2, a pretty pretty powerful record. Or make that 21-2 for Ravenna. Very solid ball club under head coach Paul Baranek. Taking a look over at the Blue Hill side of things, and again a huge crowd from Blue Hill on hand. Love to see the Blue Hill supporters come on out and support their Bobcats. And boy, they've got a girls team that they should be very proud of too. They come into the contest tonight at 18-3, a very tough ball club. They're going to rely pretty much on Chad Hastings, who averages over 15 points. Now, back on Tuesday in the semifinal game, Chad Hastings topped all scorers for the Bobcats with 16 points, and they had their hands full with Sandy Creek, and again came away with that 55-48 win that really wasn't established until the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek made a nice run out of it. But the Bobcats, as they have all season, managed to dig deep at the end and pop away a nice, solid victory against the Cougars. And now are fighting for their life because the Bobcats, rather, are ranked number 5 in C2, and that kind of puts them on the bubble. If they win out the sub-district and they win their district, then certainly they'll get that invitation to the state. However, should they lose either of those games, their season is in real jeopardy, and they're going to have to wait and look at power points and things like that. So they're a team that's on the bubble, and they know that under Coach John Coffey. John is a solid coach. He's a math magician, if you will, knows the strategy of the game quite well, and that will be a determining factor for that. Some of the other guys that the Blue Hill Bobcats are going to be looking towards will be Riley Boniface. Riley Boniface, a guy doesn't score up a lot of points. He averages 12 points per game. He only had 8, I'll tell you, against Sandy Creek, and 5 of those came in the fourth quarter via free throws. Very clutch, very solid player, very tough off the boards. Gets his rebounds, 6 rebounds averaging on the year, and just really came through, and is really a super impact player for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Kurt Birkins, one of those kids that Blue Hill relies upon, the big guy inside. They try to get him back in that post position to come around and rack up some points. They sometimes fall short in doing that, but Kurt Birkin against Sandy Creek really stepped up. He averaged 10 points per game during the regular season, scored 14 points on Tuesday. They'll need him to, one, stay out of foul trouble, and two, pop those easy buckets, as we have seen so often, comes back to haunt these guys. So the Blue Hill Bobcats certainly have their hands full. They have a group of starters that are unparalleled, I think, in C2. Very solid ball players. Loved, and then very strong off the bench, too. There are guys that come in off the bench. Brock Kumpke, in particular, certainly pops through and does a fantastic job. It's always Great to see the Blue Hill Bobcats coach John Coffey very solid in his coaching ability. These two teams have not met each other during the regular season. In fact, the last time they met each other was for this very game last year, and in which Ravenna came out on top, and I'm certainly assured that the Blue Jays would definitely try to even up the score tonight, and they'll have their hands full of the Blue Jays to do so. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, and we'll get things started. We're just a little over 2 minutes away from tip-off. We'll come back with our starting lineups right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School in Hastings. Rob Osmond, Tyson Hebronic will be joining us safe shortly here. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup as they have all season long, and certainly proud to have them on board as well. Getting things started now for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Here's their starters. Your guards tonight, Maverick Busboom is a 5'11 freshman for Blue Hill. Thomas Ozdek is a 5'9 senior starting again tonight. Chet Hastings, the big guy, is a guard as well. He is a 6-foot senior. Your forwards tonight for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Riley Boniface is a senior, 6'2. And Kurt Birkin, is a 6'6 senior in that forward position. The Blue Hill Bobcats under the head coach of John Coffey. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, under head coach Paul Baranek, starters look like this. John Klosterman is a 6'3 senior. Trevor Savorin, the hot shooting Blue Jay, is a 5'10 sophomore. Connor Baranek is a 6'3 sophomore. Riley Baranek is a 6'3 senior. And Brett Douglas is a 6'1 senior. That's your starting lineups for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Again, under the head coaching of Paul Baranek. That's your starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, thank you for your support all season long. Certainly appreciate that. So we've got a great ball game on tap here tonight. Blue Jays and Bobcats expect a pretty high-scoring affair as both these teams like to run a fast game and put some points on the board, and they certainly have the athletes to do so. Also want to welcome everyone joining us via the internet. www.kliqfm.com will get you there. Live streaming is available. Always appreciate your comments, too, and emails. Love to let you let us know how we're doing here. It'll be Kurt Birkin, the big guy for the Blue Hill Bobcats, going against Josh Klosterman. Klosterman is 6'3". Birkin, the big 6'6 guy for Blue Hill. We are just about underway for championship basketball in the C29 sub-districts. Tip-off is up. Birkin will handle it easily, and the Bobcats start off in charge just underway here in the first quarter. Pass over to Hastings over on the right side. Hastings now eyes that Blue Jay defense. They're still in their 2-3 zone. Bounce pass from Boniface trying to hit Busboom on the post position. It's going to be picked off nicely by Connor Baranek. Jays go to work now on the outside of the perimeter, trying to go inside to a breaking Trevor Saborin. Saborin passes it off now. It's at the top of the key, picked up by Klosterman. Klosterman's going to kick it right back out to Brett Douglas, the big 6'1 senior. A dominant force Tuesday, as he has been all season long. Underneath pass, quick read from Klosterman. Hits Baranek, Connor Baranek, and we're up for 2 points. At 7:08 to go, the Blue Jays strike first. Boniface drives inside now for the Bobcats. Riley Boniface pops for two. We're tied up. Saborin to Douglas now as the Blue Jays go to work now. It's Klosterman over on the right side. He'll retreat. Now pass inside once again to Connor Baranek, whose shot is missed. Foul called underneath, and I think it's going to be offensive. Foul's going to be on Trevor Saborin. It'll be the first of the night now as the Bobcats work to bring it up now. Hastings works over to Osdick. Osdick gets some pressure now from Connor Baranek, loses it, picks it up, and he's going to be called for the over and back. Nobody touched it. It bounced right off of Blue Hill. Osdick couldn't handle it, got it bumped away, but it went off of him. So the Blue Jays catch a break. They have possession now. We're tied up at two early in the first period. Pass inside goes to Saborin. Can't find the handle. He'll pull it right back now. Works it to the top of the key now to Klosterman. Klosterman hands off to Connor Baranek. Baranek now stands with it. Passes over to the left side to Douglas. Douglas outside the arc. Gives it right off to Klosterman. Klosterman hands off to Riley Baranek again. Now it's in Douglas's hands over on the left wing, being guarded by Kurt Bergen. Pass inside to Saborin. Saborin ducks and weaves, and Bob turnaround jump shot is going to be good inside the paint. Saborin pops for two. Bobcats come hustling back. Boniface has it taken away from behind, but the Bobcats are going to get it. Maverick Busboom was on top of it for Blue Hill. Around the right side now, it's picked up by Osdick. Osdick shovels over to Hastings. Hastings now thought about going to the wing. Now he'll make the pass to Busboom. Busboom tried to go inside the post down baseline to Boniface, but it's going to be knocked away by Brett Douglas of the Blue Jays. 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Jays up by 2, 4-2. Inbound pass from Osdick. Busboom goes for three. It was. Busboom pops for three. The 5'11 freshman has the Bobcats their first lead tonight, 5-4. Pass inside all alone, and down it goes from Thiessen Anderson. Anderson came in on the intermission, or in the break there, and pops for two right underneath the basket. Good pass to set it up for the Jays. Birkin loses it from Boniface in transition, and Birkin would have been in great position to bring that home and lets it slip out of his hands.
And, Rob, you see how quickly on that last point that Ravenna moved very quickly in transition. They had a guy down low, was able to hit Tyson for the easy bucket.
6-5 now, Blue Jays on top. Pass shot off the backboard is no good, and there Thiessen one more time gets it to go home. Thiessen with four quick points. It's an 8-5 Ravenna Blue Jay lead. Hustled up now by Hastings on the right side. Both teams working quick, trying to pressure it up. Blue Hill to Boniface over on the left wing. Looks for a little help. Has it knocked away. Out of bounds it goes. Last touch by the Blue Jays. Connor Baranek giving tight. Hastings now with the ball. Osdick with the ball. Works around the right side. Knocked away in transition. Here comes Klosterman. Klosterman ends up one-on-one. Can't get the shot from baseline, but he gets the rebound and puts it up and gets it to go home. Battle for it on the inbound pass is picked up by the Blue Jays. However, we got a foul on the play. And I think the Bobcats are going to have possession on this. Inbound pass now. Hastings has it for the Bobcats. Passed up out of the hands of Maverick Busboom. And the Jays will pick it up off transition. Three-point shot is up. Too deep. No good from Riley Baranek. And the Bobcats will get the rebound. Hustling it up now. Hastings. Bob's jump shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Follows it up. Second shot is off the mark. It gets kicked out. And Tom Osdick is there to handle it for Blue Hill. Down by five. 10-5 is our score. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Osdick now. Getting solid pressure from Riley Baranek. Coughs it up. Gives it up to Boniface. Boniface now goes baseline. Goes inside. Runs over a Blue Jay in the process. Shot goes up and in. Did they count it? They counted it. Boniface gets the bucket and the boo-boo. Foul's going to be on Sean Payne.
And actually, Rob, I don't think they counted the bucket here.
No, they have not put it on the board, so yep. It was well before. So Boniface did not get the two. Still 10-5. Blue Jays putting up some tough defense. Birkin can't get it to drop for the Bobcats. And it remains 10-5. Payne now goes baseline. His shot, nothing but net, but it's the bottom part of it. Didn't go through. Bobcats get the ball. Hastings tries to drive, gets knocked around. Ball's going to be picked up in transition. Connor Baranek, one on two, goes up off the backboard. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it right back out. Smart play. Tyson Anderson throws it up. It's no good. Boniface will haul it down. Now he'll push it up ahead where it's going to be picked off by Connor Baranek, and it's going to get bounced around. Baranek wanted to throw it off of Blue Jay and get it out of bounds, but it bounced off his head and stayed inbound. And the Bobcats will get it back in a wild one. 2:33 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats down by five. Busboom now on the right side. Goes to Boniface in the wing. Three-point shot from Hastings is up. Rolls around the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Tyson Anderson, and Anderson passes it up ahead. Down it goes from Sean Payne. Payne pops for his first two of the night. It's a 12-5. Ravenna Blue Jay lead. They're off to a great start in the first quarter. Got a timeout by John Coffey. We'll stay here and talk about it, but boy, I'll tell you, Ravenna, we kind of expected a quick game here, but boy, this game has really pushed the transition definition.
Well, Rob, Ravenna has just came out, and they've had the attack on right off the very tip-off, Rob. They're playing very tight defensively, and they're not letting Blue Hill do anything inside. The only really positive play from Blue Hill came on that inbound play to Maverick Busboom, where he kind of snuck out and was left all alone. But other than that, Ravenna's just played really tight defense and has not allowed any room for Blue Hill to do anything offensively. They are struggling down low right now, and they're really forcing Blue Hill into a lot of early mistakes, and Ravenna's taking advantage of that. They got up to a 7-point lead here in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Clearly have the momentum in their favor now. Back underway, Bobcats with the ball. Osdick now getting pressure from Trevor Saborin. Osdick works his way around, works off a screen. He'll pass it to the wing now. Kumpke has it right back to Boniface on the right side, now working his way up into the wing. Pass goes back to Osdick, way outside the top of the key. Klosterman's on Osdick now. Osdick shovels to his right, picks up Hastings. Connor Baranek is on Hastings. Hastings drops a shoulder, drives inside, off the backboard, no good. Rebound goes to Brett Douglas, and Brett Douglas throwing his weight around, gets the board. And here come the Blue Jays now with a chance to stretch this lead. It's at 7 now. Clock is at 1:22 here in the first quarter. Lucas Wilk in the ballgame now. Hands off to Baranek, and I think Baranek traveled.
Or did I get a block here, actually,
Rob? Did we get a blocking foul? We did. Brock Kumpke gets tabbed with his first foul. Three team fouls for Ravenna, one for Blue Hill. Pass underneath now, given to Klosterman. Klosterman goes baseline, throws it up. No shot, no bucket. Foul's going to be on Boniface. Boniface will pick up the second team foul for Blue Hill. And to the bench now goes Lucas Wilk. Back into the ballgame now comes Tyson Anderson. Kicked out to Douglas now on the left wing. He'll send it to the top of the key. Now it'll swing over to the right side. Picked up by John Klosterman. Klosterman hands off to Saborin. Saborin makes the give to Anderson. Now passed over to the right side. Connor Baranek tries to work it in. Saborin kicks it right back out. Inside goes Connor Baranek. He gets turned away. Three-point shot from Saborin. In and out it goes. Big battle for it, and they're going to carry it out of bounds and a jump ball before it gets out of bounds. Tough call because Bosdick had it behind his head and had a good hold on it, but so did Connor Baranek.
And the momentum was carrying both of those players out of bounds. You could have called out of bounds on either single one of them. Right before they stepped on the line, the referee there calls the jump ball, and Ravenna's going to maintain possession.
Ravenna hangs on to it now. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pass over to the right side. Picks up Sean Payne. Payne with it now. Looking for someone to come out. Douglas will come out to the top of the key and push it over to the left side to Klosterman. Klosterman walks it around to the top of the key. Loosely guarded now by Ozdick. Clock down to 20 seconds. It's a 12-5 ball game. Ravenna on top, playing for the last shot. Stretch this lead now. It's at 7. Driving inside now at the 10-second mark goes Klosterman up and in. No, it did not go in. Rebound went to the Bobcats. Bobcats got it. Riley Boniface at the buzzer up the backcourt gets it to go for 2.
Big shot from Riley Boniface there at the buzzer. You got to give Blue Hill a little bit of momentum going into that first quarter. They were, for the first 6 minutes, Ravenna came out fast and furious, and Riley Boniface hitting a huge shot there at the end of the first to get Blue Hill back into this game.
12-7, Ravenna on top. We'll be back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Come to the R Bar in Ravenna Saturday, March 6th, and dance to the live music of Innocent Mischief. Dinner will be served until 9 p.m., so bring your friends and family to the R Bar in downtown Ravenna Saturday, March 6th. Good luck, Blue Jays.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back, Chapman Gymnasium. Bobcats waste an opportunity coming down, trying to get Birkin underneath, and the pass from Kumpke was too high. Off the backboard, Ravenna pushes it down. They lose it. And the Bobcats now have it back. Work inside to Boniface now. He's just outside the paint, and we're going to get a traveling call on Chad Hastings. Tough turnover for the Bobcats now. Ravenna, 5-point lead. 12-7 is our score, just underway here in the second quarter. 7:23 to go in the half. Saborin now works underneath, in and out of the hands of Connor Baranek. And another turnover will give Blue Hill a chance to tighten up the scoreboard. It's 12-7. Bobcats with the ball. Chad Hastings works his way around, finally gets it across midcourt in the hands of Brock Kumpke. Back to Hastings. Hastings goes up for three, rattles the iron, no good. Brett Douglas is there for Ravenna to haul it down to that defensive board. And here we come in transition now for Ravenna. Douglas now thought about three, hands it over to Klosterman. Klosterman's three is no good. He'll get his own rebound and then weave his way inside, gets the bucket, foul called. Klosterman has 4 points and a chance to stretch on that. Foul's going to be on Brock Kumpke. That'll be his second. And to the line will go Klosterman. He has but 4 points of Ravenna's 14. First shot is up. It's on the money. 3-point play for John Klosterman, the 6'3 senior for Ravenna. Here come the Bobcats now. Pass over to Boniface. Boniface underneath. He can't get it to go. Easy bunny shot. Nobody was guarding him, and he just missed the shot. 6:40 to go in the half. Here comes Ravenna. Saborin right back out to Klosterman. Klosterman goes to the left side outside the perimeter. Connor Baranek now being covered by Osdick. Back to the post now underneath. Pass is going to be kicked right back out. Three-point shot from Klosterman. High arcing one is no good. Rebound goes in and out of hands of Ravenna. Boniface ends up with it. His pass to Hastings is picked off by Trevor Saborin. Saborin off the backboard gets it to go. Trevor Saborin now with 4 points. Timeout, John Coffey. And the Bobcats will take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
10-point ball game now. Ravenna on top, 17-7. Bobcats yet to score. We're almost 2 minutes into the second quarter. John Coffey a little frustrated about how his Bobcats are playing, and it's just loose play right now for the Bobcats.
Well, I think, Rob, half the reason is they're trying to play at the pace of the Ravenna Blue Jays, and you can't do that. You got to play your own offense. They got two big guys in Riley Boniface and Kurt Birkin, and right now they have been very minimal in the offensive success for Blue Hill. So you got to get them involved in their offense, and then I think that's when they're going to start seeing some success.
Inbound pass from Busboom now. Bobcats working it. Thomas Osdick tries to go. Kicks back out to Boniface. Boniface pass, trying to get Chad Hastings on the left side, is knocked out of bounds. Good quick hands by Klosterman. Bobcats will maintain possession now, down by 10. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Osdick now working against Saborin. Pass underneath now to Boniface. Boniface just outside the free throw line. Pass underneath to Birkin. Birkin underneath off the backboard. Those are the shots that got to go. Birkin couldn't get it to go. Turnaround jumper off the backboard was no good. Blue Jays pick it up in transition. Ball now down on the ground, going down for it. And the Blue Jays will track it down. Everyone was fighting for it. Three-point shot from Saborin is short. Birkin gets the board for the Bobcats. Blue Hill now. Chad Hastings crosses midcourt. Connor Baranek on him. Pass underneath now, just outside three-point line. Busboom over in the wing to Hastings. Hastings tightly guarded by Saborin. Pass goes outside to the wing to Busboom. Problem was Busboom had already broken inside, and the ball goes out of bounds. Tough turnover.
Just mistakes that you cannot make in this situation, Rob. There's only 5:09 left to play in the first half. You already find yourself in a 10-point deficit, and it's just miscommunication for Blue Hill right now offensively.
Costly mistakes now. Ravenna trying to capitalize on it. They're already up by 10, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pass over to the right side. Now Baranek gives it right back to Connor Baranek. Now Riley with it. Zips it across. Ethan Zorbrother is in here now. Saborin's pass partially blocked by Hastings. Busboom will end up with it and bring it right back for Blue Hill. Chance to cut into this 10-point lead. Boniface now just outside the top of the key. Thought about driving inside. Kicks it back out to Busboom. Busboom zips over to Hastings. Saborin all over him. Boniface goes inside the paint, goes up off the backboard. Easy layup for two. Riley Boniface. 6 points to the Bobcats, 9. 17-9 is our score. Ravenna on top. Connor Baranek with the ball outside on the right side. Sets a pick, but goes the other way. Gets trapped in the corner, but he'll kick it right back out to Ethan Zorb. Zorb goes across the court, now swung over to Douglas. Douglas puts it down, stops, hands off to Baranek, Connor Baranek, now Riley with it. Back to Douglas. Douglas against Birkin. Goes around him off the backboard. No good. Rebound's going to be fought for it. I think it went off Ravenna. No, off Blue Hill. Bobcat touched it last. And Ravenna will reload now. Back in the ballgame, John Klosterman, Tyson Anderson, and Sean Payne for the Blue Jays.
Got to love the confidence from Brett Douglas there, the 6-foot senior. He's going up right into the face of 6'6" Kurt Birkin. Doesn't even hesitate.
Challenge him early, but Birkin draws even with it as Birkin's shot blocked Douglas' shot. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ravenna. And the Bobcats a good opportunity now. They're down by eight. Riley Baronic back in the game. Getting a breather now will be Connor Baronic. Nope, Connor's going to stay out. And Douglas, Brett Douglas, will head to the bench. Bobcats with the ball. Busboom gets it into Kumpke. And then thrown out of bounds by Kumpke as Busboom watched it go out of bounds.
That's the second time that Busboom hasn't been looking for a pass that came his way, Rob.
You know, I can't beat on the freshman too much, but that is a freshman mistake. Three-point shot for Ravenna. No good as Riley Baranek is off, but the rebound goes to the Blue Jays. Solid effort by Tyson Anderson. Pass underneath. Connor Baranek just off the mark, and he's going to step on the line. And the Bobcats dodge a bullet here. Still down by eight with 3:22 to go. Crowd didn't like the call. Substitution. Trevor Saborin back in the game to the bench now. Connor Baranek for Ravenna. Busboom works the length of the baseline, gets it inside to Hastings, back to Busboom. Busboom gets pinned back there, passes over to Hastings. Hastings zips it down to Kumpke. Kumpke underneath, goes and takes it himself off the backboard. No good. Good defensive board by Sean Payne, and Ravenna brings it back quick. Now slowing it down. Three-point shot is up from Tyson Anderson. Hits it. Tyson Anderson. 7 points on the night. None bigger than that. 20-9 is our score. Bobcats in trouble. To Birkin underneath. Birkin gets it to go. Birkin strikes for his first 2 points. And it's 20-11. Back to a 9-point lead for Ravenna.
And if Blue Hill wants to come back in this game, they're going to have to get Birkin more involved just on plays just like that, Rob.
Driving baseline was Trevor Saborin for Ravenna. He'll kick it back out, turned away by Birkin. Ball now in the hands of Klosterman. Klosterman gives to Saborin. Saborin from the free throw line throws it up, rattles the iron, and gets the roll and gets it to go. Saborin with 6 points tonight. 2:18 to go, 22-11. The Blue Jays have doubled up on the Bobcats. Pass up ahead to Boniface. Boniface is going to take it himself, draw the foul, and get the bucket. Riley Boniface makes it count. Keeps it himself, gets the break.
We talked about this, Rob, 2 days ago. You're always going to get the charging call if you keep your head down. Right there, Riley Boniface focused. He's focused on the basket. He knows where his defender is in position to him. He takes the angle, forces the defender to move out of his stance a little bit, and gets the foul.
Boniface gets the shot as well. 22-14. They were down by 11. Now it's 8. Saborin gets pinned back in the corner, and I think he traveled. He did. He dragged his back foot as he was trying to beat the double team. And the Bobcats now with 2:03 to go, trying to fight back. Still down by 8. Pass goes inbounds to Osdick. Back to Kumpke. Back to Osdick. Osdick now works it up the left side, crosses midcourt up on the left side. Connor Baranek comes out to greet him. Osdick goes inside, draws a little attention. Hastings steps up to the three-point line, doesn't take it, gives it back to Osdick. Osdick back to Hastings, tries to feed Birkin inside. Birkin lost the handle on it. Still a battle for it, looking for it. Birkin comes away with it, and then it goes out of bounds. No, the Bobcats saved it. Boniface tries to go, and they're going to get the block. Boniface came piling inside, knocked down Klosterman. The crowd wanted the charge. You can make a good cause for it, but you're not going to get it.
Either way, you could make a call on that, Rob. It was really a bang-bang play there. Boniface coming down on the baseline, just met him at the exact same time.
That ball
went, either way.
That ball went full circle around the court. Three-point shot from Hastings, way short. Rebound goes to Klosterman. Klosterman crosses midcourt now. Game's getting a little bit on the physical side. Three-point shot from Klosterman. No good. In the hands of Brett Douglas. Douglas gets it for the Blue Jays. Klosterman with it now on the left wing. Goes inside. Kicks it right back out to Tyson Anderson. Now inside from Anderson. On the breaking Klosterman. They can't get it to go. And Birkin breaks it up. Boniface goes inside. He'll take the jump shot off the post. It's no good. Rebound goes to Ravenna. Connor Baranek with the ball, and he's going to know he was pushed. Baranek will pick up. Foul's going to be on Kumpke.
That should be his third.
That'll be his third already. That's early. We've got 44 seconds to go in the half, by the way. 22-14, the score remains. A lot of action.
Robbie mentioned that this game is getting physical already. Keep in mind, I believe you mentioned in the pregame show, Ravenna was actually the team that ended Blue Hill's season last year. So these two teams, even though they're not really rivals in a sense, they still got a lot to play for.
Absolutely, and they're putting it all on the line tonight, and you can bet that it's going to get a little physical, and the referees will do their best to keep things under control. Connor Baranek now goes baseline, bounces off of Busboom. It goes out of bounds, so Ravenna will hold on to the ball.
Coach Baranek actually got a little sideline warning there. He was in trouble of getting a warning.
Inbound pass picked off by Blue Hill. Maverick Busboom in on it. Bobcats now will play for the last shot. Down by 8, 22-14. Clock is at 15 seconds. Osick now trying to go inside, goes, lays it up off the right side and gets it to go. Osick pops for his first two of the night, 22-16, 3 seconds, last shot underneath and now kicked out to Douglas at the buzzer, no good. Douglas had a shot at it at the buzzer from the left wing and it comes up short. We'll go to halftime. To the locker room we go, 22-16, Ravenna. On top, you're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill. Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. 22-16 is our score. Ravenna on top. Very quickly played game. Very fast-paced game. A lot of action in transition.
Yeah, Rob, and Ravenna really did take advantage of that in the first half. I thought Blue Hill did a much better job there in the second quarter. Getting things together and just starting to put some offense together. They made a nice little late run there, closed the gap a little bit. Remember, Rob, this was a 9-point game. It was at 22-11. Blue Hill goes on a late run, closes the gap. Now it's only a 6-point game, 2-possession game. Still a lot of basketball to be played, and you got to credit Blue Hill for sticking in there and, you know, I'm not going to say throw in the towel as early as it was, but, you know, certainly not getting discouraged. They kept at it. They kept with their game plan. They came out of that timeout about midway through the second quarter that Coach Coffey did, and they came out and played really good basketball.
Ravenna actually outscored the Bobcats in that second quarter 10-9, but it was a Bobcat late run that made it a little bit more respectable than that. On the scoreboard, we look at Trevor Saborn with 6 points, Tyson Anderson off the bench with a solid 7 points, and John Klosterman with 5. Good numbers so far for the Blue Jays. Over on the other side, the Bobcats, their top scorer, Riley Boniface, playing a very physical game and a really high-impact player. He's got 9 points of the Bobcats, and he is just letting his presence known. They really need to get Birkin involved in it, but Boniface is clearly stepping up.
And that's where Riley Boniface really shines at that forward position. Rob, he is, you know, we saw him in football this year so many times. He has such a physical presence just as an athlete. And he's able to work the ball inside. He does a great job on the baseline, just finding lanes and finding ways to make points. He's done a great job adjusting shots and making shots fall. Just great on the baseline. It really draws a lot of other people in there. And, you know, Riley Boniface has definitely been a physical presence both defensively and on the offensive side of the ball.
Certainly throwing up a lot of motivation for his team, getting it going. A couple of misplays by the Bobcats, and that really makes the difference right now.
Yeah, and it was really the first quarter turnovers right off the bat. Blue Hill, I just think that, you know, maybe whether it was emotions that got to him, the adrenaline of playing in the sub-district final, knowing that, you know, you're kind of sitting on the bubble. You know, you're not necessarily on the outside, but you're not necessarily guaranteed that state playoff spot, kind of like Ravenna, who's sitting right now at number 2 in Class C2. You know, they know if they lose, they got a really good shot at getting into the state tournament. Blue Hill knows that they're kind of playing for their season right now, and so that, you know, a lot of emotions go into that first half, and I think maybe it just got to them a little bit. They were making very uncharacteristic plays. Maverick Busbaum on 2 occasions, just simply, Rob, wasn't looking for the ball, and that cost Blue Hill early in the first quarter.
Yep, absolutely, and those points start to add up. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have News Director for KJS-TV standing by, Ed Littler, to speak with us. So stay with us. We've got second half action coming up. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Come to the R Bar in Ravenna Saturday, March 6th and dance to the live music of Innocent Mischief. Dinner will be served until 9 p.m., so bring your friends and family to the R Bar in downtown Ravenna Saturday, March 6th. Good luck, Blue Jays.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Rob Osman with you. We're joined by the news director of KJS-TV, the one, the only, Ed Littler. So fortunate to have you around in your travels tonight. Big time of the year. Got a lot of great basketball here. We're certainly glad that you came by here to check out this game. Your thoughts on this Blue Jay Bobcat matchup.
Well, Rob, thank you very much for having me. I'm the sports director there at News 5. Dennis Kellogg,
right,
of course, being the news director over there.
I knew better than that. Thank you.
And, you know, you've been there as well. But good ball game tonight here on the tournament trail. I think this could be one of the better ball games of the night of the many, many dozens around the state. And from what I've seen in the first half, it looks like, two quality basketball teams. Of course, you've got the defending state champs on one side and the Bobcats, who are always a good team, on the other side. So this shapes up to be a very good ball game.
It's living up to everything that we kind of expected it to be. And you're out wandering around picking up all these games and stuff. And your thoughts on some of the other matchups around the area tonight?
Well, right now, Adam Lefko down in Fairfield, where he's witnessing the Giltner-Hampton game, the rematch, or actually the third game between those two teams. The first two were very close going to Hampton. That should be a good ball game. Of course, we have St. Cecilia playing tonight against Wilbur Clatonia, that ball game up in York. and we're covering that. And, of course, the Broncos in action tonight. Hastings, the men playing Dort, the women playing Sioux Falls just a couple of blocks away. We'll be covering those games. And one interesting note, and this may have already occurred, Lindsay Ducey of the Lady Broncos going for the all-time record in points. I think she needed like 10 points tonight. She probably already has that over there at Lynn Farrell Arena, so we'll be covering that as well. And some of the other high school ball games, Grand Island Central Catholic against St. Paul, another example of what should be a good ball game tonight.
One of the other games that's kind of off the radar, just a final. Lexington ends the Lady Tigers season, no surprise there. 51-35, Lexington comes out on top. Well, Ed, always glad to see you as the sports director of KHAS TV. Glad to have you around. Thanks so much.
And I'm sure we'll catch up. Rob, good to be with you again, as we were for those years over there.
Absolutely, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you on
definitely.
The
have a good
trail.
Have a good calls, and I'll have a lot of good calls, and I know you'll be calling many ball games.
You got it. Thanks so much, Ed Littler, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for him for stopping by. We'll take a quick break right now. We'll come back and get this second half underway. 22-16 is our score. Ravenna on top of Blue Hill. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need when you don't know but need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik rejoins us now. Where second half action is underway. The Blue Jays up by 6. We'll make it 9 as a three-point shot from Brett Douglas pops in the opening moments here of the second half. It's 25-16. Ravenna wasting little time getting on the board here in the second half. Bobcats now work the other way off the backboard. Maverick bus boom goes inside off the backboard, gets the bucket, and is fouled in the process. Bus boom will go to the line. He just made a great move, drove inside, got it off the backboard, and picked up the foul in the process. Foul's going to be charged on Brett Douglas as Busboom pops the free throw, and it's 25-19. We're right back to a six-point Ravenna lead just underway here in the second half. Pass underneath to Saborn is broken up by Hastings. Three-point shot from Douglas again, and Douglas gets it to go. Does not get it to go. Excuse me. He'll throw it back. This is going to be an over and back. No, it was tipped away. It was a block shot, they're calling it. Here's a three-point play. That's no good from Riley Baranek. The crowd wanted it over and back, but it was a shot in progress that was knocked away by the Bobcats. So no over and back was called. Blue Hill fans certainly wanted it. Now the Bobcats with the ball. Maverick bus boom. Around the left side, picks up Hastings. Hastings goes inside to Boniface off the backboard, and Boniface drives it home. Boniface with 11 points. Riley Boniface makes it a four-point lead for Ravenna. Douglas thought about going for three for the Blue Jays. He'll kick it right back out to John Klosterman. Klosterman now to Connor Baranek. Back to Douglas outside the arc on the left side. Inside goes Connor Baranek to Douglas late underneath, swiped away by Birkin. Shot is up. It's no good, but I think we're going to get a foul, and it's probably going to be Birkin.
I think it is. Birkin playing a tight defense against...
Nope, it's going to go Boniface.
Oh, okay.
Boniface will pick up his second foul of the night. Douglas to the line. It could have went against Birkin as well.
Well, yeah, both players playing really tight against Douglas. The thing is, the Ravenna Blue Jays really got to be excited about Douglas, and she's a forward, Rob, and typically forwards are those players that play down low and just are really in the post presence. We've seen it in the last couple games. Douglas's ability to sneak outside the three-point line, he can hit those shots as well. He's really a multi-weapon for Ravenna.
Yep, Douglas hit two three-pointers back on Tuesday as he hits the second of his shots from the free-throw line.
We're going to get a foul here on Anderson. Yep, First foul on Anderson.
Anderson will pick up his first personal foul, and the Bobcats will have the ball. It was a mix-up on the inbound pass. Tyson got in there and got an extra hand in there as well. Busboom now breaks it. Hastings now cuts across. He's triple team. Hands off to Boniface. Boniface throws underneath to Burke, and it's too deep. Douglas makes the rebound and stays inbounds and then kicks it right back, and here comes Ravenna. Quick to strike. Douglas for three. It's off the rim. No good. Maverick Busboom was there to haul it down for Blue Hill. Five-point game now. The Bobcats trying to strike back. 5:36 to go in the third quarter. Chad Hastings now goes inside. Kicks it over to the left now where Osdick has it outside the arc. Osdick sends it to Hastings. Hastings drops a shoulder, goes inside the paint, throws it up. Shot is short. Foul on the drive. Foul's going to be on Trevor Saborn. It'll be his second. And to the line will go Chad Hastings. He is scoreless on the night.
Actually, according to the scorekeeper, Rob, I believe that's Trevor Saborn's third foul.
It is his third foul.
And that's huge because Trevor Saborn, really, for Ravenna, he's such a multi-athlete, both offensively and defensively. He's just a force out there, Rob, and to get him with three fouls here with the 5:24 mark in the third quarter, that could be huge.
Chad Hastings hits one of two of his free throws. It's 26-22. Four-point ball game now. Ravenna with the ball. Pass underneath now. Shot is up from Tyson Anderson. It's no good, but the Ravenna Blue Jays will get it back. Three-point shot is off the mark from Riley Baronic, and Blue Hill's going to get this one down. And the Bobcats now, with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, have made it a four-point ball game. Osdick pushes to Busboom on the right side, being covered tightly by Riley Baronic. Pass to Birkin. Birkin had it for a moment. Being covered by Sean Payne, 6'6 and 6'4 going at it. Busboom tries to work his way into post position now. Tom Osdick with the ball. Picked up by Hastings outside the key, midway between the arc and the half court line. To Osdick at the top of the key. He'll backpedal a little bit. Works around the right side, gives to Hastings. Hastings drops a shoulder, goes inside the paint, tries to draw some heat. His shot partially blocked, goes straight up. Blue Jays will bring it back down. Over on the left side now, it's picked up by Riley Baronic. Three-point shot way outside, nailed by Connor Baronic. Connor Baronic with 5 points, and that was a big three. Midway through quarter number three, 29-22 is our score. Here come the Bobcats in transition now. Ball partially knocked away. Boniface will run it down. Bobcats with it. Go inside is Boniface. His shot from the free throw line goes up and in. Timeout is called. We'll take a quick break here and be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. Third quarter action from Chapman Gymnasium. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Got a quick game going on here. 29-24. Ravenna Blue Jays on top by five. Blue Jays with the ball. Ravenna led by as many as 11. And now it's a five-point game, and the Bobcats got a two-on-one breakaway by Hastings to Busboom. Busboom will take it off the backboard. No good. Second shot goes up. It's no good, but the Bobcats watch it sail out of bounds, and they're going to hold on to it. Last touch by Ravenna. Two shots off the breakaway, and they couldn't get it to go. But they'll get it out of bounds and a chance to cut into this five-point lead. 3:21 to go here in the third quarter. Brock Kumpke with the ball. Going out to cover him now is Tyson Anderson. Pass is going to be picked off. Good hustle by Connor Baronic. He's got the breakaway. His shot off the backboard is no good. He'll get his own rebound and then throw it up. Birkin there to swat it away. Ball on the ground. Baronic will haul it down, and he'll keep it. The Blue Jays will slow things down now. Bounce inside, wide open on the cut. Sean Payne gets open and drives that one home. A big 2 points. Boniface brings it back in a hurry. His shot off the backboard is good. Boniface now, 6 points here in the third quarter, 15 overall, 31-26. Very fast-paced game tonight. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Douglas swings it around to the left side, picked up by Klosterman. Klosterman has his pass tipped away, but Douglas is going to track it down. Boniface had a head of steam going for it and missed it. Klosterman now at the top of the key. Boniface is on him. Pass over to the right side on the wing now, picked up by Connor Baronic. He'll give it up to the left side. Tyson Anderson goes inside, drops a shoulder, and I think he took an extra skip. No, he got pushed in the process.
Yep.
Good cut, good move, and a good look from Tyson Anderson.
Good job by Anderson there. He's going up for the shot. He turns his body to go away from the defender so that they don't get to the ball. And that way, when they come down swatting for the ball, as he turns his back, he takes a strict hack, and then he's going to go to the line for two shots.
This is the first one. The foul was called on Riley Boniface. That'll be his third. Maverick Busboom will go to the bench for Blue Hill. Shot is up. It's off the mark from Anderson. 2:10 to go in the third quarter already. It's still a five-point game, and the Bobcats with the ball. Chad Hastings now gets his instructions from Coach John Coffey around the left side. Hastings behind his back, goes inside the paint, throws it up from the corner, and gets the jump shot to go. Hastings has but 3 points on the night, and it's a three-point Ravenna lead. Bobcats tightening up the defense. Pass underneath to Anderson. Anderson rolls around. His turnaround jumper is no good, and the Bobcats will get the board and a chance to draw it even closer to Boniface on the right side. Boniface slows things down for Blue Hill. Walking it up slowly up the right side. 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Boniface swings it over to the left. All alone was Justin Tupfer. Tupfer's jump shot is no good. Rebound is going to be hauled down by Lucas Wilk for Ravenna. Blue Jays now with the ball at the top of the key, picked up by Klosterman. Klosterman zips it over to Payne. Payne will swing it around the right side. It'll end up back in the hands now of John Klosterman. Give it to Anderson inside. He drives inside, turns it out, kicks it right back out. Ball in the hands of Klosterman. Klosterman goes underneath to a streaking Riley Baronic, and he gets turned away. Kumpke was in on that mix-up for Blue Hill. Bobcats with the ball. Boniface to Hastings. Clock now is down to 35 seconds in the third quarter. Three-point ball game. Hastings turns, puts it up, drops it in. Inside the paint, he just weaved his way through. Hastings pops in for his second field goal of the third quarter. And it's a one-point ball game, Ravenna with the ball. Clock ticking down now, 15 seconds. Blue Hill fans are excited. Here comes Klosterman now with the ball, just outside the arc, trying to cut his way inside. We'll kick it right back out. Clock winds down, 5 seconds. Ball's in the hands of Klosterman. Klosterman gives it the last second, and it goes down. Sean Payne was there at the buzzer to put it in from the baseline from about 4 feet out. We'll go to the fourth quarter, a final 8 minutes to play, 33-30, Ravenna on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School. We were just pointing out the fact that we're only a little over 50 minutes into this ball game, and we're already in the fourth quarter. Fast-paced game, low-scoring affair. Every point counts. 33-30 as Bobcats missed the shot, opening up the fourth quarter. Ravenna with the ball. It was Boniface that missed the shot. The rebound went to Ravenna, and now Saborn is with it. He's got 6 points on the night. Bobcats outscored the Blue Jays that quarter, 14-11. And here we sit at a three-point lead for Ravenna. Momentum shifting towards Blue Hill for the moment. Saborn thought about turnaround jumper, lost the handle on it, gets it back. Leading the way, Connor Baranek goes underneath on the left side. Sean Payne is there. His second attempt, he'll turn around and kick it back out. Three-point shot from Saborn is no good. Foul is going to be called. Chad Hastings goes up and gets the board. Foul's going to be called on Brett Douglas. It'll be his second. Bobcats with the ball. Not too many fouls either this ball game.
No, it's really been about midway through the second quarter. We thought it might get a little bit sloppy with both teams playing a little bit more aggressive, but it's really slowed down the pace, and it's made for a much better ball game, Rob.
Boniface now with the ball for the Bobcats, pushing it around now. It ends up on the left side to Thomas Osdick. Osdick being covered tightly by Saborn as he backpedals now almost to half court. Now he works his way up the right wing, bounce pass inside to Busboom. Busboom, tough angle shot from behind the backboard, can't get it to go. Shot is up, it was no good. Ravenna got the rebound, and back to work now comes Ravenna to Douglas to Payne. Payne works the right side to Saborn. Trevor Saborn gives back to Douglas. Douglas quickly head off by Birkin and Boniface. Backs his way in. Can't get it to go. He'll kick it back out. Saborn drives inside. Throws it up at the last second. Foul's going to be called on Chad Hastings. Should be Hastings' first foul. Score remains 33-30. 6:11 to go in the ballgame.
And that will be Hastings' first foul, Rob. Nice little play by Trevor Saborn driving the inside lane. Forcing Hastings to make the foul there. It was either make the foul or go in uncontested for a shot.
Douglas tries to back his way in now as Ravenna goes back to work. He's going to be turned away by Birkin. Saborn with the ball. Douglas with a chance for three. Birkin comes out to guard him. Three-point shot is up and in on the left side. Riley Baranek was there. Big three-point for Ravenna. 36-30. Here comes Boniface now. And he's going to get called for carry. For a carry, Boniface was driving, and it looked like Birkin didn't know which way to go. And Boniface had to make a late move to get out of his way and carry the ball in the process. Tough turnover for Blue Hill. Here comes Ravenna now, building on a six-point lead. Pass over to the right side now, picked up by Tyson Anderson. Anderson works it around now to the left side. Connor Baranek with the ball. Klosterman with the ball. Klosterman picks up Riley Baranek. Now to Connor Baranek. Inside to Anderson. Three-point shot is up from Riley. Rattles the iron. No good. Birkin was hauled down from behind. He won't get it. Ball's going to be shot up. A three-pointer. And here come the Bobcats now. They had it two-on-two, but Saborn, from behind, knocks it away. Ravenna loses it on the other side. Mental breakdown, if you will, from Riley Baranek.
Rob, that's one of those situations where in that situation you get Blue Hill to commit a turnover like that. It's a two-possession game. Go ahead and slow it down. Take some more time off the clock. Set up an offensive play. Get it to a three-possession game here under 5 minutes to play.
It's been like a tennis match so far.
Yeah, and Ravenna doesn't do that. Now Blue Hill's got a chance to cut back into this lead, and there's still enough time left that Blue Hill can really do it.
Yep, here's Kumpke now as he weaves his way across midcourt. All alone, Maverick. Busboom puts it up and in. Ravenna's player slipped and fell, and Busboom took advantage of it. Shot the other way is going to bounce it around, and we're going to get a foul underneath, and I think it's going to be on Saborn. It's 36-32. Ravenna holds to a four-point lead. Foul is going to be called on Ravenna. It'll be Trevor Sabourin. That'll be his fourth.
That is huge. He's been such a spark plug for the Ravenna Blue Jays. However, on the other end of the court there, one of the things we talked about with Coach John Coffey, he has really wanted to get Maverick Busboom more aggressive. Just as a freshman, he's wanted to get him down low a little bit more and create and be more of a physical presence right there on that last play. He really does. What do we have here?
Ball's knocked out of bounds. Boniface had to track it down. Makes a good catch off the awkward pass from Chad Hastings. Keeps it in bounds, but as he tried to make the pass back, it's kicked out of bounds by Ravenna. Bobcats will hold on to the ball, trailing by four. Maverick Busboom will go to the bench. Earlier we saw Trevor Sabourin head to the bench for the Blue Jays. In foul trouble. Kumpke now weaves his way across. He's going to get tripped up from behind. No foul is called. Blue Jays have it now after the turnover, and they'll work it now from the drive underneath. Fosterman drove inside, had the ball knocked away. Again, no foul. Ball goes out of bounds. Was it last touch by the Bobcats?
Yeah, nice little play by Birkin to swipe the ball in his hands as he's going up for layup, but the ball did go out on Birkin. It was very clean sweep to swipe the ball out of there.
Yep. All right, so Ravenna will have the ball with 4:21 to go in the ballgame. Still a four-point lead. Sean Payne will kick it back out now. Ball's now in the hands of John Klosterman. Klosterman looks it over, goes underneath, picks up Riley Baronic. Riley Baronic goes off the backboard. It was no good, but he's going to be fouled in the drive and will go to the line.
What do you think there, Rob? Smart foul on Blue Hill. I mean, he had an easy layup. Does Kumpke take that foul?
It's his fourth. It could be costly. He's a big player off the bench for Blue Hill.
Well, keep in mind, they have Maverick Busboom coming off the bench here, and I got to assume he's going to go in for Kumpke. Now, Maverick Busboom is, in the first quarter, and then they're about midway through the fourth, really been kind of a spark. He's provided clutch plays for Blue Hill so far in this game.
Shot from Riley Baronic, first free throw shot was no good. Second one coming up. This rolls in and out. Riley Boniface is there to haul it down for Blue Hill. Thomas Osdick with the ball. We are midway through the fourth quarter. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Riley Boniface with the ball on the right side. He's going to go inside off the screen behind Birkin. Kicks out to Osdick. Osdick goes up. It's a long two, but it counts. Osdick now 4 points for Blue Hill. And it's a two-point Ravenna lead, 36-34. Final 3:40 to go in the ball game. Ball in the hands of Connor Baronic now. Pass over to the left side, picked up by Klosterman. Klosterman goes to Sean Payne at the top of the key. Payne picks up Anderson. Anderson back to Baronic. Baronic goes, Klosterman goes up for three. Klosterman pops another big three, or a big three, and we're going to get a timeout from John Coffey. Check that. Paul Baronic with the timeout. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break. 39-34 is our score. Ravenna on top. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Every bit the nail-biter we expected. 39-34, Ravenna on top, 3:24 in the ball game. Blue Hill with the ball. Pressure now from Ravenna. As the Bobcats work their way now, Riley Boniface with it across midcourt. Gives off to Chad Hastings. That's a combo that works well in football, and in basketball, we'll let you know. Hastings weaves his way in. Shot is up. Field goal is no good. Picked up in transition now. Ravenna goes back. Sabourin back in the game. All alone for three is no good from Connor Baronic. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and I think the Bobcats are going to get it.
Yeah, that ball went off Douglas's hands there. He's going in for the offensive board. Had good position, just didn't come up with it very cleanly. Rolls off his hand. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball.
Blue Hill basketball. It'll be Maverick Busboom charged with the inbound. He'll get it to Boniface. Boniface now puts it to the court. Works his way across midcourt now. Pass over to the left side. Busboom has it on the left wing. Sent over to Hastings. Hastings to Kumke now. 2:40 to go in the ball game. Still a 5-point lead for Ravenna. Bobcats trying to cut into it. Boniface drives inside. Can't get it to go. Kicks it back out to Kumke. Back to Boniface now on the left wing. Being covered by Tyson Anderson. Dribbles between his legs. Drives inside. He'll kick it back out to Hastings. Hastings will go for three on the baseline, and it's good. Chad Hastings pops his first three. We got a timeout for John Coffey. 2:17 to go, 39-37. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. Located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Trace and proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back, Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia, gracious hosts of the C29 final game here. Ravenna on top by two. Blue Jays with the ball. Bobcats fighting their way back.
Just coming off a big three-pointer from Chad Hastings. Huge play, and it was actually, you know, after this Ravenna possession. We'll get to that play in a little bit. I'll break it down for you, Rob, as how that play was successful.
Saborin, Trevor Saborin with the ball. He'll kick it right back out. Ball's now in the hands of Klosterman. Klosterman to Douglas. Douglas goes to Anderson. Anderson back to Douglas. Douglas thought about three, works his way around Birkin, and I think we're going to get a foul on Kurt Birkin. It'll be his first.
Going to get a foul on Kurt Birkin, and actually going back to that last three-pointer before we took our break, it was made successful. Kurt Birkin is actually typically the down-low player, always making his, you know, patterns from left to right on the baseline. He's actually been coming up a lot more into the post, creating ball screens, while on that last screen up at the top of the key, he's able to get Chad Hastings open for a wide-open three-pointer, and now Blue Hill's back within two here at the 1:47 mark left to go in the game.
Ravenna with the ball now. Sean Payne at the top of the key goes to Saborin. Pass now to Klosterman. Klosterman around the top of the key. Gives back to Trevor Saborin. Saborin now has four fouls, remember, so he's got to be a little tentative out there. Foul's going to be called on Riley Boniface. It looked like Ravenna was trying to run a little time off the clock, and Boniface would have no part of it. And he'll pick up his foul. It'll be, I believe that's his fourth.
Yeah, it's his fourth as well. But Riley Boniface, you know, you got to sacrifice that. You can't let that much time wind off the clock. One possession game, Riley Boniface does a smart thing.
Saborin now goes outside. Pass to Saborin. He was supposed to be cutting, and he didn't do it. He's lucky that the Blue Jays were able to hold on to it. Still up by two. Clock down now to 1 minute, 10 seconds. Saborin weaving his way through traffic, and I think we're going to get a foul. Nope, we got a timeout. Paul Baranek calls the timeout just before the foul is made.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, Rob. Here we got two players coming down on Saborin as he's traveling by the baseline. Both Chad Hastings and Riley Boniface both coming in to try to commit the foul to save some time off the clock. And had Riley Boniface got charged with the foul, that would have been his fifth. But instead, Coach Baranek calls the timeout and actually spares Blue Hill a foul there. Really surprised at that play.
107 when we get back to action. Still a two-point ball game, 39-37, very quickly played. We started this game a little more than an hour and 5 minutes ago. And now we've got a minute seven left. And it's going to be the nail biter.
You know, except for in the first quarter, I don't think there has had to be that many adjustments from either team that have had to be made. Both teams, they know what they're going to come out with, and they've both been playing their style of game. It's made for an excellent ball game, and this is going to go down to the wire here. 1 minute left to play, Rob.
Connor Baranek now with the ball over to the left side. Saborin drives. He's going to get turned away by Hastings. Now comes in, works through Birkin, and we're going to get Birkin with a foul.
Looks like somebody cut in there, and yeah, that could go on Birkin.
Yeah, went on Birkin. It'll be his second. And I believe that'll put him in bonus.
Yeah, just a one for one here, Rob.
So Klosterman goes up. Shot is no good. Boniface gets the board.
Big board. Big board from Blue Hill. 47 seconds, one possession game.
Chance to tie it up right here. 39-37. Kumpke's pass off the hands. Hastings will track it down. Here comes Boniface going inside. Goes baseline. Shot is up and in. Riley Boniface hits a big deuce. We're tied at 39. Clock now is down to 25 seconds. Blue Hill crowd chanting defense.
They're going to play for the last shot here, Rob.
Saborin with the ball. Getting a lot of space from Hastings. Off the pick now. Kumpke slides over to cover. Ravenna with it. Ball's in the hands of Connor Baranek. Now back to Saborin. Picked off. Thomas Ozdick at the buzzer. Does he count? He does not.
Did it count?
It did not count.
Oh, my. Did he just lose time on the clock?
He just thought he pushed it. He was going up for the layup. The layup was good. If it was anything, it was a tenth of a second late.
Unbelievable play defensively from Thomas Ozdick. He makes the right read, gets the pick with 2 seconds. Robbie just took one too many steps. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
We're going to go to overtime.
We are in overtime. We'll take a quick 30-second break and get right back to action. Tied at 39 in OT. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Basketball on the Breeze. We're going to overtime. Ravenna was up by as many as 11. The Bobcats kept whittling in that fourth quarter. They outscored Ravenna by 3 points, 9-6. They've outscored them 23-17 in the second half. Tied up 39, 4 minutes. Up on the clock, Birkin will work against Klosterman on the tip-off as we begin our overtime period.
What a fitting way to end this C29 sub-district tournament. We have seen four good games all week long, and this is the best way to end this tournament.
Birkin wins the tip-off. Ozdick ends up with it in his hands. Bobcats on offense to get the OT period started. Hastings underneath. Takes a hard knock from Douglas. Play continues. Ravenna gets it off the turnover. Connor Baranek kicks back out to Saborin. Ball now in the hands of Tyson Anderson. Now Klosterman on the right side. Goes around Boniface. Up and down it goes off the backboard. Birkin didn't even make a move for it. Ozdick now with the ball. We've got 3 minutes to go here in OT. 41-39. Ozdick with the ball being covered tightly by Saborin. Saborin, remember, with four fouls. Ozdick weaves his way around. Passes over to Kumpke. Into Birkin. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Birkin. Good play by Brett Douglas in there to back up Birkin out of position. And Ravenna with a two-point lead has the opportunity to stretch it.
Very underrated play by Douglas there. He's going up against a man much taller than him. He actually backs him up and forces him out of position and forces Birkin to tip the ball out of bounds.
Pass inside from Ravenna is broken up. Boniface had it, lost it. Ravenna comes away with it. Inside drive, Wasserman off the backboard. He can't get it to go. Battle for it. Chad Hastings comes down with it for Blue Hill. Blue Hill can tie it up right here. 2:15 to go in OT. Osick now works around Saborin. Now kicks it to the left wing. Kumpke on the left side. He can't get it to go. Birkin goes up to get it. Foul away from the ball. Foul on the Bobcats.
Not sure who they're going to get here.
They're going to get Birkin for over the back, I think. It'll be his third. We got 2:06 to go. To the line will go Tyson Anderson.
Are they in the bonus here? Why are they up at the line? Or it's only five fouls. Or no, excuse me, Blue Hell is eight. Never mind, I'm sorry.
Shot is up, it's no good. Birkin gets the board. Blue Hill with the ball. Hastings pass over to Osdick. To the wing. Boniface goes for three. Off the front rim. Misses it. Rebound goes to Connor Baranek. Ravenna holds to that two-point lead. Clock now is down to 1:40. Timeout is called by Ravenna. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. Every bit the nail-biter we expected in overtime. 41-39, 1:38 to go in this overtime period. Ravenna with the ball. Officials going over the scorebook now to make sure everybody's in the right position doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we'll get underway here. 1:38 to go in this overtime period. We went to the first OT here at tied at 39. Ravenna pops in for two. Here's Saborin going up off the backboard. No good from the baseline, but Ravenna's going to hold on to it. Kicked back out. Anderson has it. And the Blue Jays slow things down. Hustling it around now is Connor Baranek. Being covered tightly by Osdick. Knocked out of bounds by Boniface. And we got a little blood now coming from the eye of John Klosterman, and they're going to have to tend to that.
Is he going to have to come out of this game, Rob? I don't think you can keep a player in like that.
The ball skidded right off it. They're cleaning up some blood on the floor here. It doesn't look like it's anything graphic or significant, but it looks like Klosterman will have to head to the bench. He will. And Brett Douglas will come in his place. Wasserman has been a high-impact player. He's got 8 points in the ballgame for Ravenna. He will be missed, however temporary it is. Connor Baranek will have the inbound pass now as we get back to action. 1:16 to go in the ballgame. Connor with it now at the top of the key. Passes over to Anderson. Anderson spins his way around. Now it's picked up by Saborin. Ball in the hands now of Connor Baranek. He's going to try to go inside and then turn around. Clock's under a minute now. Still a two-point ball game. Foul is going to be called. I think Maverick Busboom knew it had to be made.
Yeah.
Nope, it's going to be Osdick charged with it. I think it's his first anyway, so it didn't matter which one of them did it.
Yeah, and Tyson Anderson had a really easy lane to get to the hoop there, and Ozzik does the smart thing, just reaches his arm out there and grabs him so he doesn't get the easy 2 points. He's going to make a Ravenna shoot from the line. Rob, they haven't shot from the line well at all in the fourth quarter.
And they missed this one totally, and I think Blue Hill jumped. No? Referees are talking about it.
Well,
I thought Blue Hill jumped.
They're going to talk about it here. And that very well could be. I didn't get a good look at it. They're both going to discuss it here with both head coaches. And I believe you're right, Rob. I think that Blue Hill did indeed jump.
Yeah, it looked like Birkin wanted to switch with Boniface right away and didn't get back behind the line. So I think they're going to let him shoot it again.
You know, as much as Blue Hill is not liking this call right now on the other side, Rob, I think you're exactly right. I think that was the right call to make there. They called it right down the line. That was a good call by the refs.
And they went over to both coaches and explained it. So Anderson will get to shoot his shot again. Anderson goes down. His shot is up, and it goes in. A costly shot. Clutch hit for Tyson Anderson. And he'll get another.
And how crucial is that going to be at the 58-second mark? What a crucial play. Just miscommunication by Blue Hill.
42-39, 43-39. As Anderson pops and hits the two. Inbound pass is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ravenna. So the Bobcats dodge a bullet there. 4-point lead now for Ravenna. Time for the Bobcats. Working it around now. Here's Ozdick to Hastings. Blocked down to 45. Boniface inside to Hastings. Hastings turns for the jump, and it's going to be fouled. Connor Baranek was there. We'll pick up his first.
Good work by Hastings to go up in the air and force Baranek to make that foul.
So to the line now, we'll go Hastings. Chad Hastings has been pretty clutch from the line, and he missed this one.
Rob, a two-possession game, how crucial is that? You've got to make these free throws. Rob, this is a clutch situation.
It's 4 points as we stand now, so this was huge right here. Shot is up, and it's good. Substitutions, timeout. What do we have?
I think we're going to have a quick timeout here on Blue Hill, maybe. It's going to be a full timeout.
It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a break with 43 seconds to go. Our score, 43-40. Ravenna on top of Blue Hill. It's high school basketball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Come to the R Bar in Ravenna Saturday, March 6th, and dance to the live music of Innocent Mischief.
The Breeze.
Dinner will be served until 9 p.m., so bring your friends and family to the R Bar in downtown Ravenna Saturday, March 6th. Good luck, Blue Jays.
High school, Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. You couldn't have written a better script to come down to the end of a final round or final game of the C29 sub-district. 3-point ball game, Ravenna with the lead, Ravenna with the ball. Inbound pass to Sabor, and he's going to be fouled. Hastings and Busboom were all over him.
Had to be a quick foul there, Rob. You can't let any time slip off the clock.
Chad Hastings will pick up just his second, so to the line will go Trevor Saborin. Saborin has 6 points, all of them, in the first half. Very quiet in the third and fourth because of foul trouble. He has four fouls. These shots are huge for Ravenna. Shot is up and in. Trevor Saborin. It's a clutch one. Back to a 4-point lead for the Blue Jays. 44-40. We'll have 42 and a half seconds to go when we get back to action here at the end of this shot. It's up and it's in. Saborin makes it a 5-point game. So Blue Hill needs two scores and they need them quick. Kumpke now drives down the right side, working against Douglas. Pass over to Boniface. Boniface drives inside. He'll kick it back out. Three-point shot is up. It's short. No good. Nobody's there. Ravenna's going to get it. Foul is called, and it'll be, was that Boniface? It is. He'll be out of the game. Riley Boniface has just fouled out of the game.
Boniface fouls out, Rob, but what a tremendous performance from Riley Boniface tonight. He really stepped up for the Blue Hill Bobcats, especially when they got down early. He was one of the players that really led them back into this game. He deserves every bit of a standing ovation that he's getting tonight.
Yeah, he got the Blue Hill Booster Club, and fans appreciate the effort of Riley Boniface. Here comes Ravenna now. Connor Baranek to shoot two. First shot is no good. Connor has 7 points tonight. 5-point lead for Ravenna. Second shot on the money. 46-40. 20 seconds to go. Here comes Blue Hill. They got to make it quick. Hastings for three. No good. Ball's knocked out of bounds, and I think Bobcats are going to get it.
Yeah, they're going to say Ravenna touched that ball on the defensive side. Now, what you got to do here, Rob, is it got to be a quick inbounds play. You only got 12 seconds. You're down by two possessions. Got to do a quick inbounds play to the key.
Hastings one more time. It's going to be way short. Ravenna's got it. Ravenna's going to win the ball game. Foul is called. They'll shoot it first. Chad Hastings reached in and got a hold of him. He was on his way back. But Ravenna will go on to the district finals. First shot in and out from Connor Baranek. What a game. A game that Blue Hill came within a tenth of a second of winning in regulation. Connor Baranek sinks his second one now. Maverick Busboom goes in for the layup as the buzzer sounds, and that's how we'll finish up. 47-42 in OT. Ravenna comes out on top. We'll take a quick break, come back with our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, and tell you all about it. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams. Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
When you need real estate, appraisal, or insurance from someone you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska with offices in Loup City, Ravenna, and Shelton. We are here to cover all your needs. Good luck, area athletes from RAI of Nebraska.
RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill has gone green. RP's Body Shop now uses an enviro-based waterborne paint and is the first body shop in the area to use this environmentally safe automotive PPG paint. Located half a mile east of Blue Hill, call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Trust RP's Body Shop for all your automotive and glass needs. Rock and Tracy proudly support Blue Hill Athletics.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to St. Cecilia High School. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronic with you, and that game living up to all the expectation that had built up surrounding this game, a repeat of last year's sub-district championship game, and that ended the season of Blue Hill, and this may very well do the same thing.
Well, Rob, but you know, Blue Hill sitting at the 5 spot in C2 right now. They're on the bubble as far as teams in C2 are concerned. They got an outside chance at the wild card. Rob, what they got to hope is what gets put on their tournament resume tonight, playing an overtime game against the number 2 team in Class C2. Does Ravenna go on to beat Axtell? Then, you know, unfortunately, that actually does worse for them because of the upset there. You know, but Ravenna most likely will play Axtell. Rob, this, we've said it before, we talked about it earlier in the game, this is probably the most toughest district in Class C2 basketball right now. This sub-district had a number 5 team in Class C2 and a number 2 team in Class C2, and then the district championship was going to be against the number 1 team in Class C2 had they moved on. So we don't know the Axtell score as of yet. But an unbelievably tough district, and it's really unfortunate for anyone who gets second in one of these sub-district finals because, before the sub-district tournament thought, I thought Blue Hill had the resume. I thought they looked like a definite state contender. They obviously got put in a tough district. They played their hearts out tonight, Rob, and we said it during the break. They are a tenth of a second away from going on to the district final. One tenth of a second. Just off the fingertip, you know, we unfortunately... High school basketball does not get the advantage of a college or NBA where you get the advantage of review. That play would have probably taken 9 minutes in college basketball to review whether or not Thomas Osdick got that shot off in time before the buzzer in at the end of the fourth quarter. Blue Hill played their hearts out tonight. They played a tremendous ball game. They stuck with it. They were down by as many as 11 points. They came back. Coach John Coffey, excellent job at halftime. And you just really got a feel for these Blue Hill players that are now kind of going to sit on that bubble and going to have to watch the district finals, see what teams, if the top seeds hold on. And their only hope right now is that all the top seeds do indeed hold on.
Well, and then the other thing is I don't know the PowerPoints, how they break down. I don't really think anybody does know how they break down. But if there are points given for going into overtime, then that would certainly help Blue Hill. But, you know, they're on the bubble, and now they're in that position where they're going to have to wait about a week before they know if they're going to be in and be able to play or not. And that's going to be a long week because they played a fantastic ball game tonight. I do not want to, by any stretch of the imagination, take anything away from Ravenna from winning a very, very tight ball game tonight.
No, you know, Ravenna did exactly what they had to do. They came out early. They played aggressive early. They got to Blue Hill. I really thought early on in that first half they got to Blue Hill mentally. Their defensive pressure was up, and they forced Blue Hill into a lot of early mistakes. You know, we look back on this game, what happens if Blue Hill doesn't make those early mistakes? I mean, do they win by 5? Do they win by 4? We just don't know. But, you know, when it came down to the stretch, there were two things in mind that, you know, Blue Hill, you look back on it, you say, what could have been? And what could have been had Thomas Osdick got that shot off? If he takes 2 feet and he takes just a little bit of a jump shot and hits the jump shot. Blue Hill wins in regulation. You know, in overtime, we're down by three. Ravenna misses that free throw. There's a lane violation, and then Blue Hill ends up scoring 2 points. It's a two-possession game from then on out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we hope to. One thing I do know for sure is we're going to be talking about this for quite a while here tonight. We're going to see if Coach John Coffey from Blue Hill will come over, as he typically does. We'll see if that'll be the case tonight. I would not blame him if he does not, but would appreciate the opportunity to speak with him and get his insight on this ball game. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down this game and find out who stepped up on both sides to make this such a fun game to watch. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Come to the R Bar in Ravenna Saturday, March 6th, and dance to the live music of Innocent Mischief. Dinner will be served until 9 p.m., so bring your friends and family to the R Bar in downtown Ravenna Saturday, March 6th. Good luck, Blue Jays.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Blue Hill Care Center is a skilled nursing and rehabilitation facility featuring 24-hour skilled nursing care. They offer an Alzheimer's care unit, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified with private and semi-private rooms, recreational activities, and special diet and nutritional support programs. For short or long-term care, see all that Blue Hill Care Center has to offer. Serving the community, meeting health care needs. Blue Hill Care Center, 414 North Wilson in Blue Hill. Call 756-2080.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Basketball on The Breeze. Rob Osmond, Tyson Havronik with you. We are joined now by assistant coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats, Jim Brown. Thanks so much for joining us after this tough game for you guys.
It was a tough one. It sure was.
I got to tell you, first off, right off the bat, congratulations on a great season and a fantastic game to watch tonight. Unfortunately, you guys end up on the downside of it. What does this do for Blue Hill's opportunity in the playoffs? So you guys are a team on the bubble, basically.
Last time I saw it, we were about at seventh in power points. So I think with Hardington and Burwell and Axtell and Ravenna both in the same sub-districts, or districts anyway, I think our season's over.
And that's quite heartbreaking, to be honest with you, Coach. Because I got to tell you, you guys played a fantastic game and a beautiful, beautiful season and just a wonderful job. What's going through your mind when Osdick gets that breakaway at the end of regulation?
Well, Thomas has been our defensive player all year, and that's why we put him on that Baronic kid, because Baronic is an outstanding player, outstanding shooter. And he just went for it. It was his senior year, and I was just, I guess I was jumping up and down, and an assistant coach isn't supposed to, But I was hoping he'd pull up for the shot, but he couldn't see the clock, and he just did what he thought he should do and take a layup. And I thought we were going to get her. I really did. It was an exciting moment.
Yeah, I thought he had it wrapped up there, but you know, a tenth of a second to go either way, and it looked like that you guys could have gotten that call. You started off this this ball game a little bit behind the eight ball, and Ravenna kind of threw a little twist at you guys there, and it took you a while to recover from it, but ultimately in the second half you did. What was the difference between the first and the second half?
We told the boys just to believe in themselves and keep playing defense, because we held Ravenna to 22 points, I think, in the first half, something like that. And they're a pretty good offensive team, so we knew our defense was doing a pretty good job. We just wanted the boys to settle down and believe in what the coach has been working on all year and run some of our set plays. But, you know, you got to give credit to Ravenna. They took us out of our game plan a little bit. And I think they're used to a venue like this in a high-pressure situation. Our boys are like that in football, and it's new for them on the hardwood floor like this to see in a pressure situation.
Game started to get a little bit physical there in the second quarter. Was that at all brought up in the locker room at halftime?
Well, we told them don't back down, and we what we focused on was rebounding and trying to check out. You know, they're a aggressive rebounding team, and you know, we just weren't finding bodies and checking out, taking personal responsibility. So, you know, hats off to Ravenna for crashing the boards.
Yeah, and being able to make that difference in the ball game. Here's a tough question there for you, your coach. Then you've got a lot of seniors that are going to be leaving the program. You've got a lot of the freshman Maverick Busboom to fill in some spot. He'll have some experience and some leadership. But how do you make that transition now to keep this Bobcat tradition going?
Well, it's a new tradition. You know, every year with Coach Coffey, we've improved every year. And we said we've set the bar pretty darn high now. But a lot of people don't know too much about the JVs at Blue Hill, but we've got the best record we've ever had. We were 15-5. And we've got some really good young players. You know, maybe not quite ready this year to step up for varsity, but we got some good guys, real good athletes coming up. So it's going to be exciting for a couple more years.
That's always good to see. And I know Coach Coffey and all the coaches out there, yourself included, do a great job of working these guys. Blue Hill, one of those teams that every year, I mean, it's only been a couple, 3 years that Bobcat basketball has been known. I mean, football's carried for quite a while now under Coach Porter, but basketball is starting to get a lot of attention and a lot of good looks, and it's a credit to you guys for doing that. The secret to your success?
Well, thank you. Coach Coffey works real hard. He gives his heart and soul. You know, that was he was just completely worn out. That's why he sent the assistant coach to do one more little job up there. So he gives everything he can, and I'm proud to coach beside him. So.
Well, we'll assume for the moment then, and hopefully be pleasantly surprised if the brackets make that turn. But give me an idea of how you guys view this season and where you think that turning point was for you guys to get you in this position.
Well, we lost a tough game against Wood River, who's a C1 school. Our first three losses, we were 18-3 coming in, and our first three losses were to C1 school, St. Cecilia, who we played to 14. Grand Island Central Catholic, who took it to us pretty good. And then over the holiday tournament, you know, no excuses, but that sometimes you can have a little bit of a letdown. You know, Wood River beat us. They're a good team. And then we run off like 14 in a row, and a goal we had was to win the TVC and to go undefeated in the TVC, which we did. And that just gave the boys a lot of confidence coming up. And coming into this game, After the tough game against Sandy Creek, we knew we had a shot at them if they would just, you know, handle the pressure.
Well, absolutely. Well, congratulations, Coach, on a fantastic season. You guys have nothing to hang your heads over, because I got to tell you, it was a fun season to follow you guys, and it was a pleasure and a privilege for us to be able to follow you guys.
Yeah. As a teacher in Blue Hill, it's just, you know, the kids at Blue Hill are wonderful, and you can see it out on the floor, on the field. I'm just proud to be associated with Blue Hill right now.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, and it shows your athletic director, Joel Morgan, very proud as well. So thanks again, Jim Brown, assistant coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the playmakers and some of the scores and where we go from here. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. Stop by next week at Husker Harvest Days, Lot 861, and see the Holcomb Scrapers. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
The superheroes of service, powered by Pennwood. We go the extra mile, we do it all for you. We take the time you need, when you don't know the need to. High tech in your hometown. The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
The Breeze, 94.5.
To our Sylvan Learning Center post-game show, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-800-EDUCATE. Rob Osmond, Tyson Habronik with you as we wrap up the Ravenna win over Blue Hill tonight, 47-42 in overtime. I got to check my numbers and make sure that's correct. Yeah, 47-42. That's why. I had last week's game, or last Tuesday's game, up on top for some reason. 47-42 is our score. Ravenna comes on top of Blue Hill. They will advance now to the district championships that will take place next Monday, I believe, and we're about to hopefully find out from Tyson Havronik where exactly that game will be played or where they are thinking about playing it. Nothing is for certain until they announce it, but it'll be Ravenna taking on Axtell.
Yeah, it'll be Axtell did win tonight. They won by quite a significant margin in their sub-district final match. I was just talking to Coach Baronik, and he said what happens in these situations is the 80s meet together. They find a neutral site. It's got to be at a class higher than C2, so they'll play at a neutral C1 site, and that's where the district final will be between number one Axtell and number two Ravenna.
Wow, it's going to be a classic matchup, and I got to tell you, just from talking to Coach Jim Brown with Blue Hill, C2 is a loaded class. They have a lot of high class quality teams that just do a great job, and it's a shame that they can't take more teams when they go down to state. Because I'll tell you what, I'll go down there and I'll say this, and I'll end up eating my words later, but I watch a lot of A and B teams down there, and I think, wow, I mean, we've got some C2 and some D1 schools that can put on those kinds of performances.
Well, you know, Rob, just look at it. Just in this district, there was the number one, the number two, and the number five teams all in this district. And really an unfortunate way, you know, especially when you look at the Blue Hill Bobcats, the fact that they're the number five team in the state for Class C2. They're not number five in power points, but number five in the state. And they got a matchup against the number two Blue Hill team in the sub-district final. That's just the sub-district final, not
yeah.
the district final. The
exactly,
sub-district
yeah,
final.
That's just it. I mean, it's already established itself at the sub-district level. So that's what we can expect. I would venture to say that if you check out KLIQFM.com or just be listening to KLIQ It will be mentioned exactly where they are going to play. We know they're going to play on Monday. I don't have a time yet. I assume it's going to be the typical 7 o'clock start, but you can never assume anything with NSAA because there could be a lot of things going on and weather involved and all kinds of stuff. We do know that they will tentatively play on Monday. It'll be Ravenna and Axtell. We're going to wrap things up from St. Cecilia High School. A big thanks to Randy Ahrens and everyone for Hastings St. Cecilia for providing such a wonderful venue and just totally catering to everything we need. And, of course, always a big thanks to Steph back at Mission Control for doing what she's got to do. And they do have to give a shout-out to Tiff for her birthday celebration today. And thank you, of course, for tuning in and listening to us all season long. We'll have girls district champions coming up tomorrow as we travel to Minden to watch Cambridge and the Blue Hill girls go at it for that invitation to the state championship. And on Saturday, we'll have the field set for the girls state. So that'll be pretty exciting to go to. So pay attention to that because we'll be following them, of course, all the way into Lincoln. So thanks again for so much for tuning in. We'll bid you a good night and see you back here tomorrow on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
And play by play.